Welcome to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. I'm June Grosso. Every day we bring you insight and analysis into the most important legal news of the day. You can find more episodes of the Bloomberg Law Podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts. President Trump's lead lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has made a habit of getting attention for his sometimes absurd statements about the special counsel and his team.
A group of 13 highly partisan Democrats that make up the Mueller team, excluding him, are trying very, very hard to frame him, to get him in trouble when he hasn't done anything wrong.
But behind the scenes, a lawyer named Jane Raskin is leading President Trump's legal charge against the Mueller probe. Joining me is Shannon Pettypiece, Bloomberg News White House reporter. So, Shannon, Raskin was hired by Trump in April. Why have we heard almost nothing about her?
Well, by nature, she is very low profile. She is supposed to be the ones doing the in-the-weeds lawyering, the behind-the-scenes work. But you know, she's really playing a crucial role here, arguably more crucial than the role Giuliani's playing, even though he is this public face of the legal team, because she is the one who's responsible for these negotiations between Mueller and the Trump legal team. And really, the fate of whether or not Trump has to go and sit for an interview with Mueller, and to the extent of the questioning during that interview, will be dependent on how successful she is at that.
So she was a prosecutor early in her career. Tell us a little bit about her legal background.
So she's an unusual choice for someone to be in this high profile, or well, not high profile, but this crucial a role for the president, because she is not one of these marquee name Washington lawyers who have experience dealing with these big investigations and have represented past presidents or worked in the White House in the past. She got her start doing organized crime cases and locking up mobsters in Boston. She then moved to become a defense attorney. She started a practice in South Florida, where she spent most of her career, where she's had a range of white-collar criminals. She's had people accused of Medicare fraud. She represented an ICE agent who was accused of extorting millions of dollars from Colombian companies and drug dealers. She represented the maintenance company for ValueJet, which was this airline in the 90s that crashed in the Everglades. So she's had a real wide range of clients. Everyone who's worked with her, who knows her, say she's definitely up for this task, but she is certainly outside of this club of Washington lawyers that the president initially tried to hire but wasn't able to get to join his team because, you know, he's a difficult client and because a lot of them had other conflicts and had already picked up other clients involved in the investigation.
So she has a small law practice in Florida with her husband. Is her husband also taking part or, you know, laying a hand?
Yes. So they are very much a team. She has become really the point person doing the day-to-day discussions with Mueller. And actually, she doesn't talk directly with Mueller. She talks to one of Mueller's deputies, Jim Quarles. And her and Jim Quarles worked at a Washington law firm many, many years ago together. So they have a history with each other. But yes, her husband, Marty Raskin, is also very much involved. Everyone describes them as really a team, a pair. They both do a lot of research on the case, helping build the legal arguments. And she and her husband are writing this counter report that Trump's legal team plans to release once Mueller puts out his findings. They'll put out their own sort of version of events countering what they think is going to be in that report Mueller puts out, which is expected to happen eventually at some point.
Your article, which is very interesting, talks about the strategy sessions. So they're all in on the strategy sessions?
So the big broad legal strategy is really being shaped by Giuliani, who has really his expertise in understanding the court of public opinion. He was a high profile prosecutor, but one of the things he always excelled at was understanding how to play the public perception game of things. You have Jay Sekulow, who is involved in the strategy from the constitutional law point. That's his real strong suit is constitutional law, and this is certainly a constitutional case because it involves presidential powers, executive privilege. It could become an issue of impeachment possibly. And then the Raskins, who deal with the relationship with the Justice Department, the day-to-day work, and how a case unfolds, the documents, and understanding not just the constitutional element, but what the entire body of the law and how it should be applied to this case. So the group of them come together. By all accounts, they've been working quite well together. They talk two or three times a week. They meet in Washington once a week. And they're the ones who are as a group, setting the broader strategy. And of course, they'll tell me, with the input of the president, who's also very much involved, because he's the client here, of course.
One very interesting fact about them in your article is that, you know, so many partners in law firms have their associates do the grunt work. But you write that the Raskins are known for doing that work themselves.
Absolutely. And that's the sense in this case as well. They're not the ones standing at a copy machine or doing a LexisNexis search. There are other lower-level associates or paralegals that are working as part of this legal team. But a lot, it's not like they have five lawyers helping them out on this. A lot of the research and a lot of the case building and arguments and document review is being done by them themselves. And that's just sort of part of how they're known. They're known as hardworking, studious, humble, low-profile people. They do not get involved in the South Florida social scene. They're not self-promotional. They're put their nose to the grindstone, get the work done type of lawyers, by all accounts of people I've talked to who've worked with them.
Just about 30 seconds here. But she knows some of the prosecutors she's negotiating with.
Well, right, including, so I mentioned Jim Quarles, who's the deputy of Mueller's, who she works with, who they worked at a Washington law firm together. But her and Robert Mueller were in Boston at the same time, early in their careers, doing organized crime cases. They knew each other professionally. They definitely knew of each other's work. While I wasn't able to pick up on any personal relationship they have, it was told to me by people who know both of them that, yes, there is a mutual respect between her and Mueller. And, of course, that's something that the Trump legal team is hoping could at least help them maintain
Absolutely.
A good relationship here.
Thanks so much, Shannon. It's a great piece. That's Shannon Pettypiece, Bloomberg News White House reporter. Thanks for listening to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. You can subscribe and listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts. I'm June Grosso. This is Bloomberg.